stayed up way later than I should have working on that spell last night. Well, nothing a good potion can't fix. That's not the unicorn horn delivery guy already, is it? Wait, since when does he come early? Oh, for fuck's sake, it's another one of those bounty hunters again. Come on! If you're gonna try and kill me, at least give me the chance to eat some breakfast first. No response. Must be one of those sneaky assassin types. Well, you know what? If it's a fight you want, it's a fight you'll get. Don't say I didn't warn you when I send you flying with your ass frozen solid. Oh, you're adorable. No, I'm not making fun of you, honest. It's just that you're, really cute. Oh my. With the way you're shaking, you must be so nervous. Are you scared of me? It appears that my reputation precedes me. For once. I'm guessing you're here for the bounty then? No hard feelings. I've gotten quite a few of you guys lately. Like the legendary swordswoman who could apparently cut down mountains with a single slice last week. Kinda had to scorch her before she sliced my hut in half. Same thing with the bandits, the mercenaries, the gang of orcs, the rogue lord, the bee with the numbing needles, some really pissed off chef, the pirate ship, some fucker's pet rock, a false deity, a world-ending calamity. Oh, and some stereotypical hero of legend. You know the type, but he was working together with a succubus. Weird, right? But it was pretty cool to outsex the sex demon in the end. They were good sports when it came to losing, though. Oh, sorry. I must be terrifying you. You look like you're gonna collapse. It's not just me, is it? When was the last time you got a decent night's sleep? Holy shit, really? Where do you think you're going? Come in, sit down. There's no need to be tense. No, it's okay. Look, if I was trying to zap you out of existence, I'd have done it by now. Surprise attacks are not my style. The thing is, some customer I sold a potion to decided to disregard every single one of my explicit warnings. And, well, the end result wasn't pretty, that's for sure. As a final act of pettiness, that person threw a tantrum by putting a handsome bounty on my head. Hence the masses who just won't leave me in peace. I never do anything too bad to them, though. Just enough to scare them off. People always tend to underestimate witches. You might desire the limitless strength of a golem, or the accuracy of a marksman, or the sensuality of a succubus or incubus. But a good witch can have all three and far more. There's always a spell for any situation you can think of, and a potion for everything else. Out of every single person that's been here, you're the only one that's actually taken me seriously. You don't realize how grateful I am for that. So, tell me a little more about yourself. Whereabouts do you hail from? That far? You must have really needed the gold. How'd you even get here? No offense, but you don't exactly look the adventurer type. Ah, sheer luck, huh? Fair enough. Well, if you're in search of riches, I can't exactly give you my head on a silver platter. But I might be able to offer you something else. A job here as my apprentice. Don't look so surprised. I've actually been in need of an assistant for quite a while. You're the only person I've seen who hasn't tried to murder me, so yeah. Potions sell for quite a lot, you know. Plus, you might pick up some alchemy skills and a spell or two, and it comes with a live-in accommodation. That's mainly because I don't want you to risk the journey all the way back. Where did you say you live again? A few more details on your house? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I can work with that. Okay, give me a sec. I'm back. And with all your stuff. At least, I hope it's your stuff. I put it in your new room. It's down the corridor. Let me show you. Come on. Ta-da! Pretty cool, right? I do have a good eye for interior design, if I do say so myself. I'll teleport it all back if you decide otherwise. But this is, like, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Come on. You know you wanna. Nervous about the whole bounty thing? Don't worry about that. I'm more than capable of defending us both. And when it comes to the people I care about, I don't hold back. So, what do you say? Yay! Believe me, you won't regret this. So, what convinced you? Was it my amazing sales pitch? Or was it something else entirely? I noticed you staring at my lips the whole time. You must have quite the thing for them. No, I'm cool with it. I've actually been checking you out a little too. I wouldn't have objected if you made a move on me. In fact, I was this close to doing it myself. I'd have loved to see how much more flustered I could get you. Not in a scary way, of course. Unless you're into that. Anyway, you're far too tired. So I'd figured I'd let you rest up here and see what we could get up to later once you've gotten some nice sleep. Unless. What if I could do both at the same time? So, I've got an idea, and I think you'll love it. I was hoping I could cast a spell on you, one that would put you in a sleepy, submissive state, and then I could work some of my other magic on you, if you catch my drift. It'll be so very intense, but it'll also be super relaxing and soothing, like nothing you've ever felt before. Would you like that? I thought you would. So, you won't be needing these clothes of yours for what I've planned, so get those off you. I'll look away if you're shy. I just want you to be as comfortable as possible. You done? Can I turn around now? I knew you were cute, but... You're just stunning. I can't... I'll control myself. I swear. I need to for the spell anyway. Now, lie back on the bed. It's super comfy, trust me. I should know. But with all the magic I've enchanted it with. Well, what were you expecting, sweetie? I am a witch, you know. Get in a position where you're most at ease for me, okay? Good boy. First, I want you to know that whenever you no longer feel comfortable, you'll be able to immediately bring yourself out of a trance. No matter how deep you are, remember that and take that knowledge with you as you begin to settle into the bed. All I want you to do now for me is close your eyes and take a deep breath. A slow, deep breath in. Hold it for as long as it feels comfortable. And slowly breathe out. Very good. Can you do that again for me? Another deep breath in. Hold it. And another slow breath out. That's it. You might be aware of how calming it feels to slow your breathing down. How you can feel the entirety of your body start to unwind as you settle into the bed. And for the moment, I'd like you to just concentrate on maintaining a slow, steady rhythm of deep breaths for me. And focus your attention on my voice as you do so. There's no need to actively worry about trying to breathe slowly, because as you relax more and more, everything will just slow down anyways. You don't need to worry about anything at all, because as I guide you through this trance, it will all just happen on its own. In such an effortlessly smooth way. Does that sound nice? I'd like you to answer me, please. Would you be a good boy and say yes? How loud you choose to say it is entirely up to you, darling. Just tell me, would you like me to hypnotize you? Yes, you like this feeling of calm. And you want me to help you make it stronger. You find that making the conscious decision to voice your acceptance of this trance makes it easier to just let it happen. And although it might be a little subtle at first, saying yes to my questions, saying yes to my suggestions, it makes you all the more willing to follow along and explore how relaxed you can become. So every time I ask you a question, I want you to answer me with yes. Can you do that for me? That's a good boy. And now, I'd like to ask you another question. Do you like my voice? Do you like the pretty words that come out of my pretty lips? As you lay on the bed, let the soft sounds I make bring to mind the familiar feeling of drowsiness you get just before you drift off to sleep. When you take the time to listen to all the sounds surrounding you and allow yourself to feel how each and every noise adds to the atmosphere, leaves you even sleepier, fading into the background as you listen to my soft and gentle voice. Every little sound reminds you of how focused you are on me and how focused I am on you. You find yourself sinking into the mattress, the fabric tightly hugging your body. It feels so very good to let it happen. This mattress of mine has the ability to remove the tension from your body. Stretch your legs for me, and as you hold it, feel them become heavier and heavier. The mattress is pulling them down into it, squeezing out all of the tension stored in your lower body. Now release, and allow your feet and legs to remain weighted and heavy, loose and limp, sinking deep into the fabric. You can move your legs, but they are so at ease that the very thought of trying to move tires you out. So you just let go. Go with the flow and let my voice guide you. Would you like me to help remove the tension from the rest of your body? Now stretch your arms for me and hold it. Feel that weight slip in. Let me draw the tension out of them as they become heavy and numb. And let go and allow them to become completely immobile. And you can move on to your chest and torso now. Tensing those muscles. Feeling the tension being pushed out. And let go. Becoming relaxed and loose. Now I want you to stretch your whole body for me. And as you do so, sense the mattress drawing that tension out of you and let go. Allowing every bit of you to just drop. You feel so serene right now. The mattress never stops drawing you deeper down. Its soft and snug embrace fills you with a sense of comfort and security. You're safe here with me, free to relax as much as you can. I'll take care of you. As you sink, you might notice a tingly sensation throughout your body. Tingles of deep relaxation and eager submission. The slightest hint of pleasure. Sexual pleasure. And now, you realize how much easier saying yes to me has become. In fact, you haven't been putting much thought into it at all until I just brought it to your attention. Is that correct? It's happening automatically now. It's less of a decision and more of an instinct. I ask you a question, and you say yes. And with each yes, these happy feelings intensify. You accept them. You give in to them as you listen to me. And it's just so natural. Every yes you say feels so good. Every yes I say feels so good. Yes feels good. When it's not something you have any control over, and you accept that. Because you want to hand over control for a little while. So it just happens on its own, in such an effortlessly smooth way. Does it feel good to be hypnotized? Yes, it does. Yes, it felt good to say yes. Yes, it feels good when you hear me say yes. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the way you've been listening to my voice. And I want you to be aware of how the mattress is starting to draw your mind deeper down now. All your thoughts, worries, burdens, stress, all of it is just gradually drained out of your mind and into the mattress. You can unload everything into me and let me take care of it all. Let me take your mind deeper. Let the mattress drain your thoughts away. Let my voice drain your thoughts away. You don't need your thoughts right now. It's just you and me. Your tingles and my voice. Sinking deeper. No need to do anything other than follow along. No need to do anything other than feel good. Because everything is happening on its own. In such an effortlessly smooth way. You're exactly where you need to be. Drifting into mindlessness, with me guiding you into the right headspace, exploring the deepest parts of your mind together, where all is still, where your mind goes quiet, where your thoughts cease to exist. You don't have a care in the world. Just yes. Relaxation flows through you. Submission thrills you. Pleasure tingles all over you. Yes. And that's all there is. Relaxation. Submission. Pleasure. No thinking. Just tingling. No thinking. Just yes. Tingle for me, darling. Drop deeper into these sensations. I'll count down from 5 to 0. And when I reach 0, you will let yourself give in completely. It's okay, sweetie. I'll catch you. 5. Sinking so soundly. 4. Letting everything melt away. 3. Letting yourself lose control. 2. Giving yourself to me. 1. Giving yourself over to these happy tingles. 0. Sleep for me. That's it. Drop deep into mindlessness. I've got you. Here, you are mine. Under my spell. Your thoughts are my words, and my words are your thoughts. And you can let yourself drift. Drift in your blank and empty mind. And it just feels like yes. Like such a peaceful, tranquil state of sleepy submission. Pictured me in your mind there with you. Feel the weight of my body as I press against you. You feel so safe here, under my protection. Feel me gently stroking your cheek as I watch over you. Gaze at my full lips as you drift. You've done so very well for me, and I'd like to show you something. I'm holding a small tube in front of you. It's covered with a cap, filled with some kind of liquid. And the liquid's such a beautiful lavender color. So shiny and sparkly that you can't take your eyes off the tube. It's as captivating as my voice. Now this gloss is a very special substance. All I have to do is apply it to my lips, these lips that you love so much, and it'll make them look so much more enticing. Not only that, but it's a powerful aphrodisiac, enchanted with magic to make you unimaginably aroused. And when my freshly painted lips come into contact with any part of your body, you'll feel an unimaginably intense pleasure rushing down your body into your cock, leaving all of you so sensitive and susceptible to more. Watch me as I put it on. So slowly and sensually, layering on the gloss, making my perfect pout glossy and wet. Shimmering so brightly in the darkness of your empty, calm mind. My lips look so erotic in this shade of lavender. So soft, so kissable. You want to kiss them. You need to kiss them. Can feel the urge to kiss them, getting your cock hard. Or maybe it's the anticipation of what's coming next. Maybe it's because you know the pleasure that will come the moment I steal a kiss, or a lick, or a taste of you. Would you like me to kiss you now, sweetheart? Good boy. Yes. Feel how sticky my gloss is on your lips. Feel the aphrodisiac working its way through your body, straight down to your cock. Does it feel good? Do you want more? When you whimper so sweetly, how could I say no? Kiss me, cutie. Feel my breath mix with yours. Taste the gloss. Taste the pleasure. Take it all in. Let it push its way into your body. Everything's become so sensitive. And as I start to grind into your crotch, you don't know whether it's too much or not enough. Tingles turn into sparks that turn into shocking jolts of arousal. Each kiss, another one of those jolts. Layering, thickening, over and over and over again. Never subsiding, only building. As I wrap my arms around you, and you lose yourself in my embrace. Our lips press together, drifting into ecstasy. Feeling so amazing. Moving my lips from yours. Now, down to your neck. Marking it in my gloss as I run my hands all over your back. Let me worship every inch of your beautiful body. Exploring with my hands, nails softly tracing over your flesh as I cover your neck and chest in my glossy lavender prints. Claiming you as my good boy. And you deserve this. You deserve to feel all of this pleasure in all of you. From your adorable face to your delicious dick. Aching so badly under my body. Your cock once more. More of these sensations. It wants to experience the mind-melting pleasure of my glossy lips directly from the source. And I'm more than willing to give it what it wants. Pleasure jolting down as I move myself off your cock, kissing down your torso. Leaving such pretty prints on each of your pretty thighs. Take a moment to admire your perfect cock. Throbbing with excitement, leaking pre-cum. This is your cock, but it's also my cock, and we're going to pleasure it together. I want you to wrap one of your hands around the base of your cock and appreciate how sensitive you've become. Now squeeze it. Let that pre-cum drip out of the head, then release. You're such a good boy. Now squeeze it again. And tense your cock at the same time. Feel all that pleasure pulling between your legs. Let it feel so good. And release. Keep doing that. Don't stop. Keep squeezing and releasing. Keep tensing and releasing. Make that cock twitch for me. Do you want me to suck it? Of course, darling. Does that feel nice? My lips pressed against the head. Gently kissing and licking and sucking you. And you just melt. Every moment is an overwhelming feeling of arousal. As my glass soaks into your cock. Stimulating all those places in just the right way. Arousal building and building as you squeeze and release. And it feels like heaven. Nothing but bliss. Nothing but yes. Every twitch is a yes. Every throb is a yes. And you just say yes over and over as you feel the pleasure build. Moaning it out loud again and again. Yes to relaxation. Yes to submission. Yes to pleasure. Pleasure. Deep waves of pleasure racking your body, making you squirm and shiver. Hot, boiling, and bubbling bliss, swelling higher and higher, as if you were a cauldron on the verge of overflowing. dripping and drooling with pre-cum, edging closer and closer to bursting. Our cock is such a beauty. It's more magical than any spell I've ever cast. Every inch from the base to the tip. I can't get enough of it. I love to watch it overflow for me. I want you to feel the pleasure build and build until you can't take it anymore. I want to make you come from my lips. You're going to come from my lips. You can feel an explosive orgasm brewing inside of you. The cum starting to rush to your tip as you tense and release. You want to release so much. It's bordering on desperation. You want to come. You need to come. You're going to come. It's built up too high. The pleasure's too much. You can't hold it in anymore. Well, that's the thing. My gorgeous good boy, my sweet and slutty boy. I don't want you to hold back, baby. I'll count down from 5 to 0. And when I get to 0, you can just let it all out for me. Five, your body tensing, releasing, squeezing, releasing. Four, your creamy cum being pulled up your shaft. Three, the pleasure being pushed higher and higher up. Two, my voice in your ears and my lips on your cock. One, right on the edge, so very ready to burst. Tense for me. Hold it for just a bit longer. Zero, come for me. Come for my lips. Tip over that edge and into a deep release. Yes. Surrender yourself to this thoughtless, orgasmic pleasure. Float into pure euphoria. a short and spasm for me. Give me every last drop. Let me taste it all. Come over and over again. Don't stop, just come. Don't think, just come. Enjoy the sensations. Let them overwhelm you. Let go and feel good. Let go and feel yes. Yes. Come for me. Yes. Come for me. My lips, my glass, my voice, come for it all. Yes, such a good boy for me. Feel your orgasm start to subside as I wrap my arms around you, pulling you close, keeping you safe. Feeling me breathe in and out. Kissing your forehead. Leaving a few buzzing aftershocks of arousal behind. Bask in the afterglow, the relaxation, the submission, and the tingly, soothing pleasure. You did perfectly, sweetie. You're pretty good at following orders, you know. I can already tell you'll make a great apprentice. Now, feel the suggestions I've slipped in your head. The urge to say yes to my questions, and the feeling whenever you or I say it, and focus on them for just a moment. Let them rush to the forefront of your mind, and then allow them to fade away. No longer having any effect on you outside of this trance, and just settle in. Breathe in and breathe out. If you want to relax here, deepen your mind and enjoy the sensations of trance for as long as you want, that's okay. If you want to take these tingles with you as you drop into a deep sleep, that's perfectly fine too. I'll leave that up to you. But for now, savor this moment as we drift in mindlessness together.